November 24, Acts 10, no national barriers. Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Acts 10, 4-6. The explicitness of these directions, in which was named even the occupation of the man with whom Peter was staying, shows that heaven is acquainted with the history and business of men in every station of life. God is familiar with the experience and work of the humble laborer, as well as with that of the king upon his throne. My heart is made very tender as I read of the interest manifested by the Lord in Cornelius. Cornelius was a man in high position, an officer in the Roman army, but he was walking in strict accordance with the light he had received. The Lord sent a special message from heaven to him, and by another message directed Peter to visit him and give him light. Cornelius was gladly obedient to the vision. Thus was the gospel brought to those who had been strangers and foreigners, making them fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. The conversion of Cornelius and his household was but the first fruits of a harvest to be gathered in. From this household a widespread work of grace was carried on in that heathen city. Today God is seeking for souls among the high as well as the lowly. There are many like Cornelius, men whom the Lord desires to connect with his work in the world. Their sympathies are with the Lord's people, but the ties that bind them to the world hold them firmly. It requires moral courage for them to take their position for Christ. Special efforts should be made for these souls who are in so great danger because of their responsibilities and associations. From the story of Cornelius, we learn that God will lead everyone who is willing to be led. He led Cornelius. He drew out his servant's heart in prayer. He prepared him to receive the light of his truth. And he chose to enlighten the mind of Cornelius through the agency of one who had already received light from above.